Another NHL season is underway.
And this is your home for Philadelphia Flyers hockey.
Rebound is
this is Fanatic Flyers Weekly, only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, welcome inside the Wells Fargo Center for Philadelphia Flyers hockey, Fanatic Flyers Weekly. Jason Martinez alongside Chris Therrien for the hour leading into Flyers-Penguins, a rivalry renewed here tonight, and a game that means quite a bit here on the schedule, and that is by virtue of the fact that the Flyers have gotten points in 10 straight games. They are 9-0-1 in their last 10 straight games. They got a win on Saturday here against the Anaheim Ducks. 55 games played, 25-23-7 on the season, 57 points. The opponent across the turnpike in Pennsylvania, of course, is the Pittsburgh Penguins in Philadelphia for their first visit this year. Flyers beat them earlier this season. Penguins are holding down that second wild card position right now with 63 points. So the Flyers 6 points back by virtue of this last 10 games, putting themselves in this position. And it's the most meaningful game, I think somebody said to me on Twitter, since opening night of the season. And Chris Therrien joins us now. And Bundy, anytime the Flyers and Penguins get together, it means a lot. But when the Flyers have crawled all the way back to be in this position, and the team they're chasing is the Penguins, to get within four, kind of a double win, if you will, then this game's massive tonight for this team to really solidify playoff positioning and try and get in into this mix.
Well, it is. There's no question about it. And I mean, they've cleared a little bit of separation maybe from a couple of teams. But yeah, this is the biggest game of the year thus far, only because the Flyers, you know, looking at sitting at 11th right now, and the Penguins are a reeling team, struggles of their own right now at 6 points ahead. So this should be as good as it gets down in South Philadelphia tonight. I mean, I'm expecting it to be a fireworks type of game, a lot of emotion. And really, the most meaningful Penguins-Flyers game you're going to see since last year's playoffs, which, you know, wasn't great for the Flyers.
Yeah, they end up going down in 6 games against the Penguins in that opening round. And we'll see the Penguins here in about 12 days' time for the Stadium Series, but more pressing business. Bundy, when you look at the Penguins, and they've lost 4 straight games now, kind of what's going on with that team? Why are they struggling? Malkin will be back tonight. I know that was a part of the equation, but Matt Murray hasn't been the goalie that they thought he was going to be this year. He's dealt with some injuries, obviously, and other things off the ice. Casey DeSmith played the last 2 games for this team, but they've lost to Toronto, Carolina, Florida, and Tampa Bay.
They have, and if you look at it, it's kind of like a mixed bag when you go down the scores. It looks like they've had trouble scoring in both 3 of those 4 games.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, they scored 4 last game, but were down 5-3, ultimately lost 5-4. You know, I think, you know, watching a little bit of that game, Jay, it's probably a period and a half of it or so. You know, it's funny when you watch it, it looked like it was really Crosby trying to carry the whole bag the other night for the Penguins. And I would think and assume sometimes that a group of players that have a player of that magnitude, I think sometimes you can get yourself caught a little bit, maybe with watching him too much. Guys need to step up around him. You know, that's what, when you have a kind of player like Sidney Crosby, and of course it'll help having Malkin back in the lineup, and it looks like he will go today. I believe he will. That's going to be, you know, that's going to help him. But it looks like just Crosby carrying too much of the load, and the other Penguins players need to catch up to speed of where he's at. And this is usually when the time of the year the Penguins start putting things together.
Yeah, now, Bundy, one of the things that I got to ask you about, and we've talked about it a lot, and we'll open up the phone lines here as well, 610-632-0975. Anything you want to bring to the table regarding the Flyers this game tonight and kind of where they are throughout this, what is a marathon season. But Carter Hart, the one for an NHL record tonight for a goalie under 21, he tied Jocelyn Thibeault with the win the other day and now is on the verge of 9 straight wins. As a rookie goaltender, and it's been really, really impressive what he's done. And it's easy to kind of just look at that and say, well, he's been the difference. But there's other guys chipping in as well. You look at that game against Anaheim. Michael Raffel and Phil Veroni get the you know, a couple of goals in that game, and that line played well. But when you have that kind of depth and the goaltending, it leads to what you're seeing in the last 10 games for this team.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, when you look at it, you know, people look teams that that are doing well in the season and figure out what, you know, what's been the catalyst for that. This to me has been pretty as obvious as it could be that this has been come down to number 79. The goaltender has given this team confidence, has given them legs, the ability maybe to make an extra special play when maybe it wasn't there that they've capitalized on. I mean, they've done a lot of really good things. The opponents have been fair as well over this stretch, especially in the last week here. You get a team like Anaheim after you lost a game. They're as bad as it gets. Flyers were able to hit the reset button against that that mess that was in here Saturday. And now you get yourself back in the groove again and ready to face the Penguins. But to me, it's been the Carter Hart show. He has been the reason the Flyers have had this record in the last 11 games.
Bundy, let me ask you this, because you played in this league a long time, in this city a long time, and we see this injection of youth now. And you were a veteran playing all those years alongside Eric Desjardins, very important top pair defenseman. But when youth comes into the equation, and we just talked about Carter Hart, he's 20 years old, and certainly he has supplied that. Shane Gostisbehere a couple of years ago. But now you see guys coming into this, into the fold here. You know, Ivan Provorov, still a young guy. Travis Konecny, still a young guy. Nolan Patrick. But then you also couple that with guys like Travis Sanheim here with the Flyers. What does that youth, what does that bring to the team? Because there is a youthful energy that comes with those kind of players.
Yeah, and there's other guys coming too. Phil Myers, you know, I mean, he's going to get a look here at the end of the year, and they're going to give him a shot. And you know what? I think it's good, you know, when you have younger guys come in and take a bigger bite of the pie. You know, in transition, that has to happen. I mean, there has to be, you cannot be afraid to play your young guys no matter what it is. Everybody has to give their young guys a chance to see who they are, let them develop, and then make decisions from that point on. But the only way an organization is going to get better is to be able to play your young guys and to be able to let them grow. If you believe in them and you believe that their guys are going to carry water for you for the next 8 or 10 years, then those are the guys that you're going to have to believe in, the guys that you're going to have to trust on a nightly basis, because you cannot rely on just an aging core of veterans to try to carry the mail for you. Look at Anaheim. That is a great example of a team that is loaded with veterans, big-time veteran names, and they all of a sudden got old all of a sudden. All together.
Quick, right?
It did. It happened, and it will happen overnight, and it will happen to any veterans that play in this league. You will get old eventually, and it will look like it on the ice. So that's why you have to have an influx of your youth coming up, trickling into your lineup over a course of time. To me, quite frankly, it was probably one of Ron Hextall's worst traits as a GM, was not allowing his young guys to flourish more.
Yeah, and you got to put those guys in strenuous positions. You see the minutes that Sanheim's getting paired with Ivan Provorov, and that's a big part of the growth process as well. Bundy, another guy I got to talk to you about, because he's young. It seems like he's been in the league forever. He's been in 7 years already, and that's Sean Couturier. I mean, he's 26 years old. He's in the prime of his career. He's playing I think he's playing even better hockey now than he played last year when he finished with 76 points. He got off to a slow start by coming into camp with that knee injury and taking a little while to get his legs, hands, feet, and everything under him and kind of in sync. But now, all of a sudden, boom, he leads the team in goals. He's got 23 goals. He's got 25 assists, 48 points in 53 games. We know the defensive player that he is. He's as valuable as anybody on this club.
I don't think that there is absolutely any doubt about it, the way he's playing right now, Jason. You know, big, so good defensively, getting in and around the net, you know, is what has been one big change. I mean, I think at times we saw him playmaking a little bit more, but the goal production's going up. I believe he's on pace for 35. I mean, you can't ask much more than that. I mean, he's not a Ovechkin type of scorer that you're going to see 50 goals. But you get 35 goals from a guy like Sean Couturier, or eclipse a 30-goal plateau with the defense he plays, the leadership he provides, the minutes he plays in big games, the time of the game he plays. You know, to me, he's probably the most important forward on the team from the standpoint of what he does for the entire group.
Yeah, he's what you call a plus player, because he can limit what the best offensive line from your opponent can do, and he can score. That's just plus all around.
It is. And you know what? He's very much in the mold of a Patrice Bergeron. I think Bergeron just had that kind of sexier name going around the league for a lot longer. I think it's a matter of time, though, before Coots, you know, maybe plucks and starts to take over the reins of that on a yearly basis. It seems to be when a guy gets that award, your name gets stuck on it, you seem to win it for a few years in a row.
Yeah.
Or your name's in pretty much mentioned for as long as you're in the league. That's pretty good company for Sean Couturier.
Yeah, and you see a guy like Patrice Bergeron of the Bruins, played over 1,000 games. His health is he comes and goes. His availability to play. Couturier is a guy that when you get into that company, like you mentioned, with Anze Kopitar, Barkov down in Florida, those are the guys that are going to be the next generation of what I deem, I call those guys the perfect hockey player. You know what I mean? Because
right.
in key situations, you always ask the goalie, you go, okay, who do you want on the ice when you got a one-goal lead with 2.5 minutes left? And when they mention those guys, you know those are the guys that really mean something to the team.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Jason. And those are the guys, you know, the big horse centerman, the guy that's got carries the size, is able to, you know, fend off the puck. He does a lot of little things so right out there that most people, if you're there just watching as an entertainment of the sport, you're not going to see a lot of that. But, you know, as a hockey guy, we notice the things that Couturier does, and he does them so well, and yet they're so subtle.
Yeah, no question about it. Bundy, phone line 610-632-0975. It is Fanatic Flyers Weekly. Jason Martinez at the Wells Fargo Center along with Chris Therrien as we get set for the Flyers and the Penguins. Now, we know this atmosphere tonight is going to be pretty electric because it was electric here yesterday when the Lakers were in town. The Flyers have now put themselves in this position for it to be electric. This is the last game of a five-game homestand. To come away with the victory tonight is paramount to put yourself within 4 points of the team you're chasing.
It is, and you know, you talk about those infamous four-point games. This is a classic case of it. It's going to get them closer to the other two teams, and certainly mentally put them right in the race. It doesn't set up much bigger than this hockey game. And then you know, they pull the truck in this morning to the link.
I saw your tweet. Yeah.
Yeah, for the game tonight. So there's a little bit going on with Pittsburgh here. And, it'll be interesting. Ironically, Jace, I don't really look at this, but, you know, you see Pittsburgh comes in here as the favorite tonight.
Yeah.
Amazing how that goes, isn't it? I know that you put your picks out and stuff, but Pittsburgh here is a favorite in Philadelphia tonight. And it's strange how that goes. But this is a place, I will say, and the fans know it, everybody knows it, Crosby seems to like when the Philadelphia fans get on him.
Mm-hmm. Feeds on it.
He almost rather start clapping for the guy out there. Maybe go backwards on his.
Cheer him on. You do a little reverse psychology on Crosby.
Yeah. Get right in his melon a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. He'd be perplexed. Like, what the hell is going on? You know, I'm an alternative universe. But you're right. Penguins a slim favorite tonight, -120. They've lost four straight. The Flyers are 9-0-1 in their last 10, and a home dog, if you will, here tonight. Almost even money for the Flyers, but we'll see how that plays out. And the big thing here tonight for the Flyers, getting off to a good start in this game. But that's not something they've done throughout this entire 10-game win streak. They put themselves in a few holes, whether it be against the Bruins 2-0 or in a few situations throughout this time, but they've overcome it. But it's pretty important for a team that's desperate like Pittsburgh right now to come out good in this first period tonight.
Yeah, and they will. I'm sure they will. I saw them. I was over at the Wells Fargo Center this morning and saw they had a full team practice. So there's a real focus, I would think, from Pittsburgh's standpoint. If you're Philadelphia, it's not been perfect, but there's been some games that have been very, very good. I mean, anytime you go through 9-0-1, I mean, it's not going to be entirely perfect. A lot of good things, a lot of luck will fall on your side when you go through those type of times in the season. But that being said, they've earned a lot of it as well. They've gotten key goaltending at very key times, I think has been the real reason for all of this. But again, I think the Flyers should feel very comfortable and confident entering this hockey game tonight. No reason not to at all.
Yeah, no question about it. Flyers-Penguins. Flyers sit 6 points back right now for that final playoff spot, the second wild card, if you will. By the way, if you win that second wild card, guess who you draw? You draw the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Penguins just lost 5-4. But still, you got to get in the dance to do damage. And the Flyers are looking to do exactly that. And you never know what can happen. There's still a lot of runway here. Bundy, you as a player, when you were in situations like this, and you were in a lot of situations where you were the team being chased more often than not, but when you were a scoreboard watcher, were you watching, looking around the league? And I know they didn't have cell phones back when you played, but...
Well, they did, Jace, but anyway, we won't have to go there. They did. But you know what? I wasn't a big scoreboard watcher. It's funny, and you know what? You say that, ironically, it probably was because we were usually up by the top of the conference or the division. It was either us or the Devils most of the time I was here, but... Mm-hmm. Maybe Pittsburgh a little bit earlier in my career at the end of Mario Lemieux's career and Yager in his prime. But I was not a scoreboard watcher. I just felt like, you know, go out and play your game. And I think we'd look maybe the last little while about the last probably couple of weeks to see who was trickling down around 7, 8, 9 and stuff, who was in the battle. But I was not really one for that because I'm going to be honest. I really was never out of a playoff series, and I have to say that because of the good teams Bob Clark put together, we'd always been in a playoff seeding during my career. But I'm sure that I talk to the guys. I ask them that. There's a lot of scoreboard watchers in this Flyers team, and rightfully so. It's an exciting time of year.
Yeah. Well, would you check it out when you're at the bar after the game having a pop? Hold SportsCenter on. You look up there and see the scroll.
Maybe a little scroll. Yeah, I'd see a scroll. Maybe a couple little things on there. But a
couple pops. You see a lot of scrolls.
that's right. Yeah, you can see two or three of them. Yeah,
no question. this rivalry that goes back so many years, and you were a part of a lot of great moments, and kind of the passing of the torch from Mario to Eric Lindros the one year, and all of the history between these two teams. Did you like playing against the Penguins?
Loved it. I thought I really liked actually going to Pittsburgh. I thought you couldn't,
old
to
igloo?
Me, I always thought, yeah, I mean, I loved the old igloo. I mean, it was just great. It was a good building. It was old as hell, and guys got fired up to play in there. But, I always appreciated the rivalry of the two Pennsylvania teams. And, I know there was a lot of Devils because of Brodeur at my time with Niedermeyer there. But I always had a lot of respect for the Penguins. They've always had good people running the organization. They've had good people there now. Mark Racky's back, and they've always had, I think the only thing they've benefited from more is the Stanley Cups here lately. And that's the way it goes. Only one team wins. But I think the Pittsburgh-Philadelphia rivalry needs a kind of a renewed energy. And I'm thinking tonight might be the night for that, Jace.
Yeah, it certainly could. And then, like we said, though, we'll be back here in a couple of weeks to take it outside once again, the reciprocal game from the Stadium Series in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field a couple of years ago. Bundy, when you look at Sidney Crosby, and his resume really speaks for itself. And when you look at the what he's accomplished in his NHL career, and one of the things, I mean, if you type in Sidney Crosby into YouTube, your famous rant comes up from some slightly unsportsmanlike conduct when he was a bit of a younger player in this league.
He was a different guy then, yeah.
Yeah, he really has changed, hasn't he?
He has, and I think for the better. I love watching him play. I mean, if you're a fan of hockey and a fan of a man who cares when the game is on the line, I mean, Sidney Crosby's is a heck of a hockey player. He gives it his all in crunch time, and he's been very, very good for the game of hockey. That was a long time ago, several years ago. It was, I got a little ticked off was pretty verbal about it. But he has grown up a lot since that, and I appreciate the player he is today.
Where do you kind of rank him all time, Bundy?
Top five, Jason? Yeah, I am too. Would argue. It's funny. If you go to Bob Clark and you try to throw the name Wayne Gretzky or Mario Lemieux at you, he'll say, no, it's Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. But I have him top five with those three names in there. Sidney Crosby would be four, and then you probably could find a fifth very easily somewhere, or John Beliveau, even going back further. But he's right there. He's right in the conversation for me.
Yeah, when you look at
how about you? Justin, same thing?
Yeah, I got him in the top five. I mean, he could. I didn't see Orr. I didn't see enough of Bobby Orr. I know that with medicine today, had he played, and his knees probably wouldn't have been the issue they were. But I didn't see him, and I know Gordie Howe obviously is another guy you'd put in that conversation.
Right,
certainly
of course.
Tim Saunders would. But I look at it. Yeah, to me, it's Gretzky, Lemieux. It's you got to put Orr in there just because of what I've been told. But with my own eyes,
Howe and Crosby. I agree with you. I forgot Howe. I said Beliveau, but he's a top 10 as well. But I think people get the drift. I mean, he's really ranked really, really high in most people universally, and rightfully so. He should be.
He certainly earned it, and he has the accolades to go along with it. I know in this town, it's not a thing to say because, they're the rival, and you hate Sidney Crosby and Sid, the guy that used to be the kid. But you got to respect the game nonetheless, and the Flyers will have to do that tonight. Bundy, let me ask you about Scott Gordon because I feel like this is almost an undertold story. They were a team that was erratic when he first arrived, and it does take some time for an interim coach or a new head coach in season to kind of make the changes he's wanted. Now, one of the big changes he has made is the neutral zone forecheck, and that seems to be paying real big dividends for this team, both 5-on-5 and shorthanded.
Yeah, the 1-3-1 or the modified 1-2-2. Nobody likes to call it a 1-2-2 anymore because it refers to the trap. Mm-hmm. So everyone just changed it and called it a 1-3-1. So first guy in, and then the other, what you're waiting to do is essentially set a trap for the other team. That's all you're doing. You want the guy to pass that puck to the winger off the boards, and then the Flyer winger.
Yeah, you just collapse on the guy there. I lost Bundy there, but yeah, where you fill three lanes on the ice, and we'll see if we can get Chris Therrien back. But that's one of the untold stories, really, about this Flyers team is the job that Scott Gordon has done, and certainly earning himself some consideration here going forward for this Flyers team. And we'll see how that plays out. That's a matter for the offseason, because right now the Flyers find themselves in a position here in the Eastern Conference where they are 6 points back of the opponent tonight. And this is, as Chris referred it to, as one of those four-point games in the standings. If you can get two closer and then not get any points here tonight, and you put yourself in that situation, then certainly the Flyers will be within 4 points. Penguins coming back in a couple of weeks. And this would be a signal that the Flyers and the push for the playoffs is, in fact, legit and real. We'll see how that plays out. Go ahead, Chris.
It would be, sorry, JC, I had an issue with where I'm at here. But no question, I just heard you there at the last minute. This would be certainly, this mentally, to win this game for the Flyers, gets their energy still remain at a high peak. Losing this game tonight could be deflating, especially going into Minnesota tomorrow night. This is no question, the biggest hockey game of the year.
Yeah, no question about it. Bundy, have a great broadcast tonight. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, Jace. Thanks. Let's go Flyers.
Yeah, there you go. Chris Therrien joining us on Fanatic Flyers Weekly. Bill Meltzer will join us coming up. And as Chris said, yeah, it is the biggest game of the season for the Flyers, chasing the Penguins. Penguins not in a top three spot here in the Eastern Conference or the Metropolitan Division at this point. That's the Islanders, who have a clear of a 5-point lead in the division. Yeah, they lost John Tavares in the offseason. They're leading the division with 72 points, 5 ahead of the Caps, and 7 ahead of the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have that third spot. The wild card positions right now in the Eastern Conference. Number one wild card is the Montreal Canadiens with 69 points and the Pittsburgh Penguins with 63. Flyers have a couple of teams to jump over as well, including Buffalo, who is 4-5-1 in their last 10, and the Carolina Hurricanes. They've been hot lately, 6-3-1, but nobody hotter than the Flyers. 9-0-1 in their last 10 games, and points in their last 10 games as well. They'll have to get another important 2 points here tonight. It is Fanatic Flyers Weekly coming to you live from the Wells Fargo Center, all in advance of Flyers Penguins. Bill Meltzer will join us coming up next as the march to the puck drop continues. We're back after this right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, welcome to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Hi, I've heard about this school for so long, but I never really knew what it was about. I figured I'd come check it out.
Well, here at our Cherry Hill campus, we train students for media careers. Our program uses a completely hands-on approach with instruction from industry professionals.
Is that a studio right there? What are all those people doing?
A few grads are recording a podcast right now. It's one of the studios students use to practice radio performance and production. I'll also show you our TV studio, equipped with everything you need to produce a TV segment, and the computer lab where students learn how to edit audio and video.
That's awesome. It must be great for the students to be surrounded by a media environment.
Yeah, and surrounded by like-minded individuals. Whether students come here for radio, TV, audio, video, or sports broadcasting, everyone is passionate about the media industry.
Wow, I thought Connecticut School of Broadcasting was just for radio. Who knew?
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
It's been a wicked winter, especially for roofs. They're getting battered and beaten by wind, rain, snow, sleet, and ice. Shingles cracked and stripped, tiles torn and ripped. Now's the time to call Roofing Nation and stop the damage before it gets worse. Roofing Nation's experts can arrange for a new replacement roof at 50% off. Plus, get 0% interest for 18 months. Your roof is your home's protector, and bad old roofs can lead to leaks and mold, causing further damage to the rest of your home. A new Roofing Nation roof will not only protect you from the outside conditions, but it'll add value and curb appeal to your home. So call the GAF Master Certified Experts at Roofing Nation today and get 50% off a top-of-the-line roofing system, which includes GAF's Golden Pledge Lifetime Warranty System on your new roof. Plus 0% financing. Get a free roof estimate today. Just call 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If your roof is 15 years old, now's the time to replace it. Call today for your free in-home estimate. 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
For the one you love, come to Pandora in the Defert Mall.
You're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
FMLA. FLSA. ACA.
It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they are applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system. All with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at Kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Switch to Comcast Business and add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give customers and your business. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, you can order like a pro with gorgeous roses from Pro Flowers. She'll be thrilled when you surprise her with roses. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone, and enter secret code 1111. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Time is running out, so hurry to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. You'll be a Valentine's Day pro. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 1111. That's proflowers.com, code 1111.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Smart shoppers know the best deals are always in the off season. Buy a snowblower, snow boots, or sweater in the summer and save tons of money. Wait until fall, pay full price. Window Nation knows this too, and they're offering an amazing deal. Buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free. Buy 8, get 8 free. No limit. Plus, call by Sunday, and with the purchase of a house of windows, they'll pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. You can save thousands. Window Nation does a room-by-room install to cause as little of disturbance as possible. Plus, they're paying your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, you probably need new windows. Buy in the off season and pay the lowest prices of the year, guaranteed. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. There is no limit. 0% financing for 5 full years. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Okay, Rose, let's keep it simple. A quick commercial.
Okay, but...
Cut!
The Samsung Galaxy M Prime 3 is impossible to capture in 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
We'll need some gorgeous studio lighting to show off that 5-inch HD screen.
Oh, yeah?
And some endless exotic beach for that 8-megapixel rear camera and long-lasting battery life.
Sure.
See, we just don't have the time to cover it all in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Switch to Cricket and get a free Samsung Galaxy M Prime 3. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Ends 4/18/19 while supplies last. Requires number ported in a new line. Minimum $30 per month. First month service charge due at sale. Taxes and restrictions apply. One-time fees may apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
So you've just received a notice of default on your home. You're behind on your mortgage payment. You don't have the money to pay your credit cards and medical bills. And what are you going to do? It's all so overwhelming and... Stop. It's okay. Breathe in and out. and then call the law office of Michael Schwartz.
Hi, I'm Michael Schwartz, the bankruptcy lawyer. To review your options, call me at 215-396-7900 or visit me at bankruptcysupportservices.com.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly.
And they score on the rebound. Claude Giroux deposits it into the empty goal.
97.5, The Fanatic.
And welcome back to the Wells Fargo Center as the Philadelphia Flyers get set to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Battle of the PA Turnpike. And joining us now, the one and only. You read them on NHL.com. You read them on PhiladelphiaFlyers.com, Hockey Buzz, and all over North America. It'd be Bill Meltzer. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Brian. How about yourself?
Brian.
Hey, Jason.
Holy hell, who's here?
Jason.
We're all a little giddy tonight because the Pens are in town. But we're not giddy because it's the Pens that are in town. We're excited for this game tonight because it's a very meaningful hockey game, and we didn't know that we'd be in this position, did we?
I would never predict it a few weeks ago. You know, it's a credit to the team. You know, to go off on a streak of 9-0-1, I don't care what time of year you do it. It's it's extremely impressive, especially given all the, you know, adversarial circumstances the team has faced this year. And we've talked about the reasons any number of times. I mean, it certainly starts in net, but it's not just the goaltending. It's any number of players, you know, stepping up at a given time. Look at the streak that Sean Couturier has been on. He's been on fire. You know, Voracek has strung together a 6-game point streak here. Claude Giroux said today, and I agree with him, that part of what makes this current run a special thing is that it's been different lines at different times. Even guys like Phil Veroni have stepped up and over the course of it, and that's what a team needs to keep this kind of thing rolling.
Well, you saw it in the game against Anaheim. You know, Raffle and Veroni and that fourth line played very well in that game. Multi-point performances all over the place, and it wasn't just Giroux or Couturier.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's you know, and that was a game where they gave up a couple of power play goals in that game, but you know, and that's a game where they really there were opportunities, I think, for Anaheim to crawl back into it. I thought that that power play goal by Nolan Patrick. And the way the second power play unit has stepped up in general. But, I mean, that power play goal there, if you don't score in that power play, and they had any number of chances on the power play to really put Anaheim away, you know, a lot of times you'll see, okay, well, they're still hanging around. Then all of a sudden they get a goal, some fluky goal, and then it's a one-goal game, and who knows what happens. And that just put them away and made the rest of the day pretty easy.
Matter of fact, you asked the question after the game in the press conference of Scott Gordon about that goal. Yeah. And to your point and to his point, he said it was the goal that didn't make it a one-goal game, and it gave us a big cushion again to a three-goal lead.
Right.
And that's a huge goal and a big spot for the Flyers, and that's kind of how things have gone. Let's talk about Scott Gordon real quick, because I alluded to it with Chris Tarrion in the prior segment, Bill. The job that he's done. When he first came in, he didn't have a lot of practice time to work with. It's tough to institute new systems into play and implement that kind of stuff. But over time, he has been able to do that, and he's putting his fingerprints all over this team, and it's been pretty positive.
Absolutely, Jason. I mean, I think if you look at what Gordon has done, he's made some systematic changes. You know, the neutral zone forecheck has been a big thing. Changes on the power play. He's tweaked the penalty kill, too. And all those things that have worked well. The way he's communicated with players as to what his expectations are, and not just young players either, veterans like James Van Riemsdyk, you know,
who he was with in Toronto.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, at one point or another, he sat down with pretty much everybody. Sean Couturier, they talked before they made the switch to put Couturier in the second power play unit. They felt him out a little bit. You know, how would you feel about that? And, I mean, Couturier was all positive about it, and that's really worked out. I mean, I think that that's... I think that the number one thing that players, especially today, look for is they look for feedback, but they want to know specifically, okay, you know, what do we need to be doing better specifically?
Show me.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And I think that Scott Gordon is very good at that.
Yeah, he's an excellent communicator with the NHL players of today. And the other thing to me that's been a big difference is I would term it as philosophical, in the sense that putting guys in situations where they weren't put in prior. Guys like Travis Sanheim carrying big minutes against strong offensive lines from the opponent. You look at the guys killing penalties, Oscar Lindblom, sure. And guys being put in these situations where a lot of times you may not look to a younger guy to do that. Scott was with a lot of these players with the Phantoms, and he's translated it here to the NHL, and I think that's a big part of it as well.
That's definitely a huge part of it. He's seen what these guys can do, a lot of them who had not been with, some he'd been with previously with the Phantoms, like Ben Reams, like as you said, he was in Toronto. Other guys he had to get a little bit of a feel for. Mm-hmm. But he seems to put guys in the right situations to succeed. I mean, that's obviously one of the number one challenges that any coach faces. I think that, if you can even look back a few years to where some of the young players that John Stevens had with the Phantoms took that next step, the Carters and the Richards,
Richard, yeah.
And, even a guy like Umberger, who'd been part of that Calder Cup run with him. And then when they were with Stevens and with the big club, Stevens had seen some of what they could do, and they took that next step beyond kind of where they were under Hitchcock. I think you're seeing some of that, too, where with a lot of these young guys are really starting to take off in their game, and they're getting those opportunities, as you said, and that's been huge.
Yeah, no question about it. The other thing is, and we can't minimize the effect that number 79 has had on this team, and Carter Hart, as he just lined up in the hallway a few moments ago for the pregame warm-up, it's astounding what he has done from a numbers perspective, one thing, but to have won 8 straight games at his age on a team, Bill, that prior to his arrival gave up goals at an alarming rate is really incredible, and he's about to try and beat Jocelyn Thibault's record, who he tied tonight or in the game against Anaheim, to get to a 9th straight win.
It's been sensational. And goaltending and team defense, as you well know, they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
One will either eventually lift the other up with it, or it'll sink it. And what you've been having is, each one is feeding into the other one. Guys are blocking shots for them. There's more confidence making plays up ice when you have a guy behind you who can make saves. On the flip side, if there is a rebound he lets out, guys are all over pouncing on and clearing it for him. He doesn't let out a lot of rebounds.
Yeah.
But the ones that he does, they've done a good job in front of him. And those two things feed into each other. But when a team has a goalie that they have confidence in, then suddenly they become a much more dangerous and much more complete hockey team. It's kind of funny how that works.
And talking to Phil Myers the other day, we had him on during an intermission. He was just called up and spent time with the Phantoms with Carter when he began his season. He said he just didn't have confidence. He was probably, trying to figure out how to live on his own and do all those things. And his game wasn't where he wanted. But he said once he got that confidence, it was like night and day. Now, we talk about Carter Hart off the ice and how mature he is and how focused he is and all of those things. But what's been the most impressive attribute that he has as a goaltender in this league on the ice in games for you?
To me, it's the way that he can roll with the punches.
Mm-hmm.
Even go back a game ago, there was one the power play goal he gave up early in the second period. That's all of a sudden it's 4-1. He doesn't make many misplays. That was when he overplayed a little bit, took himself a little out of position. Boy, did he settle in right after. He was great in the first period too, but just put it right behind him. And the next chance he saw, he made a really solid save on. A lot of times you don't see that with young goalies.
Gets in their head.
It gets in their head very easily. One thing Bernie Perron would always say to Pelle Lindbergh, a lot of times the difference between a good goalie and a great goalie isn't the first goal he gives up. It's how he responds to it and how tough he makes the next one.
Yeah.
And he's very good at that.
Yeah, as a goaltender, you need to have some level of amnesia to put that behind you. Right? It's like playing poker. If you go on tilt, you're going to lose your stack. And it's the same thing with goaltending. When you look at, to me, the one thing that's been astounding in watching Carter Hart is the rebound control. So much of the position is not allowing second chance opportunities, because that's when those dirty goals from right around the goal crease happen, when their puck's laying there and you can get yourself out of whack. But the fact that he's always in the right spot, or for the most part in the right spot, taking shots into his body and being able to seal the arms and everything. The rebound control is just astounding for a 20-year-old kid in this league with the best players in the world.
It's been excellent. And tonight is going to be an interesting test just because of the amount of pace that the Penguins play with.
And they can fly.
They can. And they make a lot of east-west plays, too. Mm-hmm. This is where you're going to see, you know, some of his puck tracking ability has to come into play.
Yeah, play reading, yeah.
Yeah, because you got to get over fast against them. And he's very, you know, he's athletic, too. He can make the athletic save, as we saw the other night, that unbelievable highlight reel save.
It's Vancouver, right?
Yeah, the Vancouver game.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be it's a tough test for any goalie, especially an inexperienced one. But if anyone can handle it, he can.
This isn't the Penguin team that we've seen over the last, I don't even know, 15 years at this point, it feels like, with Crosby and Malkin. And their GM, Jim Rutherford, is always trying to keep the window open for this team. Is their window starting to close a little bit? Is this not your parents' Penguin team in that sense, that it may, their reign, if you will, starting to close a little bit?
Yeah, I think you can see some chinks in the armor. Mm-hmm. And although it looks like Malkin will be back tonight, you know, they got a little taste of life without Malkin recently. He's missed some games here, and it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, they don't like it.
They struggled. And Crosby was producing. It wasn't that he wasn't still playing at a star level. He was. You know, they don't have quite the depth that they did. They don't have the blue line that they had. I mean, you can attack them.
The Jack Johnson thing's been a disaster.
Oh, that's been an epic disaster.
Affecting Dumoulin and everybody else.
Yeah, and they, you know, they still don't have Schultz in the lineup. Mm-hmm. They've missed him a good deal. And I mean, Matt Murray's, he's had some injury issues, but he's also had some consistency issues as well. It'll be interesting to see which Matt Murray's in goal tonight, because he can be very good or not so good. So, yeah, I mean, I think that the window is still open for the Penguins.
When you have Crosby and Malkin, it's,
you've got a shot.
Yeah.
Right? But I do think that the window is starting slowly to close for them. I do.
Yeah. Well, tonight, just a massive game. It's one of those four-point games. And they've done all this legwork, Bill, to get back into this position. It's imperative tonight that they come away with the 2 points and not in overtime.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously,
don't give them the all-important point.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if you can get the two, if you can get the two in regulation, all the better. I mean, obviously, if you have to do, you know, overtime or even a shootout, it is what it is. But a regulation win would be huge.
It sends a signal, doesn't it?
It really does. And it's not just the space you make up in the standings and in trimming another one off of the tiebreaker column. And it sends a message in terms of, you know, defeating a team. I mean, just because of the way that the overtime and especially the shootout, it's a different kind of hockey, right?
Yeah,
it disappears come springtime, and to win a game in regulation to me is really where it's at.
Yeah, it'd be massive tonight for this team that put themselves back in this position through the last 10 games, going 9-0-1. Penguins have lost 4 straight games. Flyers look to give them their 5th straight tonight. Bill, thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you next time on Fanatic Flyers Weekly.
Anytime, Jason.
Stay tuned. Countdown to Faceoff is on the way, as at the top of the hour, it'll be the Flyers and the Penguins here from the Wells Fargo Center. Steve Coates will join us coming up as well. We're back with more right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Fanatic Flyers Weekly
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.